Guy Laughing Records Punk Rock Podcast with Rob Trisler.
Welcome to the Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast. I can't thank you enough for being patient this week as we had some delays. We had some technical difficulties that then became my own personal difficulties. My house was robbed this week. A lot of stuff of my kids was stolen. Sentimental artifacts from family members, you name it. It was stolen, probably 50 grand of value. But a lot of stuff was stolen nonetheless. I'm thankful nobody was hurt. I'm thankful to be here back on this podcast this week, and I thank you for listening. This is episode number 24 of the Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast. My name is Robert Trisler. I'm going to do my best to give you the best show I can this week with all my partners and friends that work at Die Laughing and contribute to the show. So here you go. Episode number 24 for your listening pleasure. And this is Born Sick with our theme song. So hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
I believe in death, destruction, chaos, filth, and greed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just heard the track Slash Your Face by The Dogs. And we kicked off the show today with a band called Suburban Hell Kill from Salt Lake City, Utah. And that track was called DC in Flames. Check these guys all out on Facebook, Instagram, all the normal platforms. And let's get on with this show. Here is the Die Laughing Records triple shot of the week.
Like a beggar, and my body's ripped and torn. I of fairies. My brain's in a place that's fucking scary. My eyes are open, but no one's home. I'm the only one here, and I'm not alone. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away with the fairies. My brain's in a place that's fucking scary. My eyes are open, but no one's home. I'm the only one here, and I'm not alone.
Sometimes I wonder if these triple shots are purposely done with a theme. This week our theme is a little bit dark, but it's a damn good theme. The track you heard first out of this triple shot was a band from New York City called the Carvels, and it's Life Is Not a Waiting Room. After that you heard Get Me a Rope Ladder from London-based Jesus Hooligan. And finally, the last track of the triple shot was a band from Los Angeles, California. The band we've played before called Glitter Trash, and it was Pretty Suicide. Hope you enjoyed the triple shot of the week. Check them all out on Facebook. They all have Facebook pages and all the normal socials. Make sure you support these bands. They're all hardworking bands, and they kick ass. So we hope you enjoyed that.
Hey guys, my name's Erica, and I'm a guitarist. And main singer.
Hey, I'm Jeanette, I play drums.
I'm Oli Navarro, I play bass.
I'm Jenna Alonzo, and I play guitar.
And we're Frequency Within!
And you're listening to Die Laughing Records.
Radio podcast.
Ciao!
If you're listening to this podcast, the Die Laughing Records radio podcast, you're most likely a fan of some of the bands on the label. If you're a fan of Die Laughing Records recording artist Frequency Within, they are on tour right now called Message of the Void Tour for their upcoming EP of the same name. And we are doing a tour diary with them, and it will ping if you are a podcast subscriber, which is free. And if you go ahead and subscribe now on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, or if you're listening on RadioVegas.rocks, go on to a podcast platform, subscribe, so you can also get pinged. It's the only place you're going to find it. It's their tour diary. It's an audio tour diary with us. I'm going to go ahead and play a little clip for you now. And subscribe so you can get these pings and go back and listen to different things they're talking about on the road, as well as little snippets of their upcoming EP, Message of the Void.
Hey guys, Erica from Frequency Within here. We just got done doing our show at a truck space in Arizona. It was wild, had a blast.
It was totes awesome. I put my new purple heads on. I was happy.
And those purple heads were provided to us by?
By Remo.
Thank you, Remo, for giving us free heads. You da bomb.
Anything, Oli?
And now we're back on the road and doing sing-alongs, I guess.
Yeah. To Disney soundtracks.
Erica.
All right, it's off to Texas tomorrow. We had a great time tonight. First night on the road.
When I was a young warthog.
This is the news. The news is here, and it's Mr. Dave Dalton. Yeah.
Hello, folks. Hey, there's a real good show coming up March 29th, 2019, Friday, at the Knockout Room in San Francisco, California. On that bill, headlining is The Dogs from L.A. and Detroit. Also, Die Laughing Records, The Next, will be doing support. It's going to be a killer show. Get there. It'll be crowded, trust me. So, here we go. March 29th. Again, the Knockout Room, Friday, in San Francisco, California. Take it away, Rob.
Here's The Next with False ID off their album Madhouse on Die Laughing Records.
Bye.
Hello, folks. Okay, here it is. Ian's birthday show will be March 16th, 2019. It's going down, man, at Lennon Studios, San Francisco, California. Doors open at 1, show at 3 to 7. It's going to be a ripper, man. We have no alternative. Keith and Chelsea Rose from Bite doing a small acoustic set. The Next with Amy Angel and the Hellraisers. Screaming Bloody Marys is a surprise guest. The Lady Killers and Cycles in Love. This is going to be a killer show, man. This thing's been plugged by Calyx Radio, Pirate Radio, Live 105, and the radio podcast, Radio Vegas. But again, come on out to Ian's B-Day show. Be there, be square. Take it away, Rob.
Screaming Bloody Mary's album, Get In, Get Off, Get Out, Get More, available on Die Laughing Records. 16 great tracks from the West Coast of US's best punk band since 1989, Screaming Bloody Mary's, on Die Laughing Records. Get a copy now online, www.dielaughingrecords.com, or in your local stockist.
Presented by Curtis Smith for news of releases on Die Laughing Records. For the Die Laughing Records podcast, punk news, bands, gigs, latest tidbits of information. So, take it away, Curtis.
Hey everybody, this is Curtis and this is your Maelstrom Minute. Frequency Within is just now finishing up their tour. They played South by Southwest for a couple days. They've been through Oklahoma City, and they're heading back to Southern California. One of the dates, if you're in Pomona, will be on April 6th, just announced, at DBA 256. So if you get a chance to check them out, come out to DBA 256 and have a good time with the band. They go on last. The other band is the Hellflowers. They got a new video that they're working on right now. It's pretty cool. Looking forward to the song and the album that's going to be coming out this summer. The name of the album is going to be called Por Vida. And it's on, of course, Die Laughing Records. Should be out sometime this summer. So you should really check those guys out. Check out their Facebook page with the Frequency Within guys. Another band I wanted to mention that I have in the past is out of Michigan called The Incurables. They've got a couple really fun records that they've put out. So check out theincurables.com. And that is your Maelstrom Minute.
What platform do you listen on?
Hi, Julian. Julian Elizabeth here, your go-go-go girl for Die Laughing Records. And I just want to tell all of my listeners out there, I have so enjoyed getting those pictures of you, earbuds in, listening to the Die Laughing podcast. But I know there's a ton of you out there that haven't sent me anything. So I want you to go, 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 take a picture, earbuds in, listening to the podcast, send me your name, where you're from, and what platform you listen on. And I'd love to get you up in our listeners gallery on the Die Laughing Records website. Send it to go, go, go girl, Jillian Elizabeth at yahoo.com. I've shown you my mug. Now you show me yours and go, go, go.
Send your pic to me for free swag from
All right, Cassie, it's your turn. This is Cassie from Union 13, and I have a question for you.
Sure.
And it has nothing to do with Union 13, amazingly enough. It has to do with the show that you did, and I don't know if it was a series of shows or one show, but a man named Joe Sibb was in it. You know, he's been touring around with Metallica, doing his comedy act with Jim Brewer. It's pretty fucking amazing, actually. And I'm allowed to swear in here, and so are you. But regardless, before I keep talking, tell me about what was that all about?
So basically, my homie Mike from Death by Stereo and Adolescence, he hit me up. He's a drummer, and he was out of town and he got asked to play this benefit show. And he's like, I can't do it, but, you know, would you be interested in doing it? This would be a great opportunity. Because also Matt Hensley from Flogging Molly was going to be in it, too. And Alan Losey, you know, the legendary skater from back in the day. It was a benefit for Alan Losey for his medical bills. And he hit me up. He's like, I can't do it, but, like, do you want to do it? And, like, right away I was like, yes, no questions. Like, wherever I need to go, wherever I need to be, let me know, and I'll be there, like, right now. He's like, okay, let me go talk to them. And then, like, all of a sudden I get this text from Joe, and he's like, hey, this is Joe Sib. And then, like, he called me, actually, and it was so funny because he sounded just like he did, like, on the radio. It was a trip because, like, being from the Bay Area, like, I always knew Joe Sib in Side One, and, like, you know, he was, like, one of my idols, you know. I loved everything he did and put out, and, like, I never in a million years thought I would be on stage with him and playing in a band with him, so it was crazy. So he called me up, and, like, he told me to learn, like, these five songs, and I had, like 4 days or whatever to do it, and then we all met up in SoCal, and we had, like, one practice before the show. So we all got together. Matt Hensley was there. Alan Losey was there. And we did these like, four or five songs. And then we had the show, and it was a sold-out show in Long Beach. It was the benefit for Alan Losey, and, like, tons of people were there. Like, tons. Like, one of my idols, Adrian Young, the drummer for No Doubt, one of my biggest influences, he was there in the crowd. And I was just like, oh, my God. And he was there watching the whole time while we were playing. I was like, this is not happening right now, you know? Yeah. And it was so much fun. Like, we all had such good chemistry. Everyone had such a great time. We played with The Faction, with Steve Caballero. He's another pro skater. He played in that band, too. And, like, they were totally, like, super nice guys. Like, it was one of the funnest shows I've ever played. It was just good vibes all around. And Joe was one of the nicest guys in the world. And we're just like, hey, like, we should keep the band together. Like, let's play again. But, like, all those guys are, like, so, so, so busy. But, you know, our band was named the Flat Spots. So, I don't know. We might have another show sometime. But, yeah.
Are you going to let us know all in advance next time?
Yeah, dude. Everything just came out of nowhere. And it was just, like, happened all at once, you know. But, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, that is amazing. Any shout-outs to anyone?
Just the guys in the band, you know, and then my friend Mike for, like, hitting me up for that show, you know, so I was able to meet all those amazing, like, legendary people who were just so nice, and they're just like, dude, like, this was fun. Like, everyone had a great time. Everyone had so much fun, and it was just an amazing experience. It really was.
Awesome. I'm not going to ask you about Union 13 right now. I want to save that.
Sure.
But what I am going to ask you is one more question, and that is, the next time you're on tour with Union 13, would you do a tour journal?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm notorious for that. I record everything. I make sure, like, everything that happens, like, we never forget about it. Because, I mean, there's so many things that you experience and that you go through that, like, you know, it wasn't until, like, a year ago where I started bringing a journal with me and actually writing every day, because there'll be times where I think back and I'm like, oh, I remember that one time in New Mexico when we were at a gas station. It's like, so many things happen and you just forget it. But it's like, if you, like, write it down or if you record it and stuff, it's like, people love that. And, like, it kind of gives people, like, a feeling of, like, being there with you, you know? So yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to post everything. So watch out for all that.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. And yeah, so this is Rob from Die Laughing Records on the Die Laughing Records radio podcast. This is the shout out segment. Simplest way to look at it is like this. In the old days, meaning when you were a teenager, or maybe you're still a teenager, maybe you're not even a teenager yet, but regardless, when people used to call radio stations and request a song for that person they loved. Well, instead, we're going to give it out. We're going to give it back. So this is our shout-outs to you.
I love you. You love me.
Hey, folks. My name is Dave Dalton. I'm CEO, manager, AR manager, artist, podcast news person, and many other things. But I'm going to thank my crew at Die Laughing Records. Rob Trisler, known him 20 plus years, one of my best friends, CEO, business and podcast host. Jillian Elizabeth, retail online managers and social media. Rodney Lord Preser, Die Laughing Records ambassador to Europe, online promotions and artist. Jason Martinez, Mr. Hat, graphic artist, flyers, and posters, and Curtis Smith, podcast contributor, Maelstrom PR Promotions. I just want to give you guys a shout out and thank you. Rob, play something for this.
Here is the title track, Rise Up by Fang, available on Die Laughing Records at all your normal places that you pick up music.
Yeah, I'm recording this shout for Glory Jizzy, which is a French band I saw last week. Absolutely brilliant. I was at this small punk pub venue called La Comedia in Montreuil in Paris, and there were people just jumping up and down, pogoing, going absolutely crazy. So this is a band called Glory Jizzy. The song is called Tinder Match, and I reckon they got something. So that's Glory_Jizzy on Instagram. Check them out.
I was waiting for some seal, something that I saw those wheel, but my seal, not nothing ever came. She is a December. Selfish, useless.
Laughing Records, we get a lot of submissions from bands outside of our label for play on the podcast. And we really encourage that because we know what it's like to be new to the music scene. You want to get your stuff heard. You want to get a following. And we really appreciate people that work hard and submit to us. And a song came across our attention, and it's by a band called Set a Tee. And this band hails from the Sacramento-Stockton area, and the song is called My Queen. It's a really cool song. I'm going to have Rob spin that for us now, and I want you to take a listen, okay? Rob, go, go, go. Play My Queen by Set a Tee.
It's easy to do. I'm here to serve your thrill. Make me love you down on my knees. Chain me up because I'm here to please. Make me beg. I know you like when I play. To be your slave, you'll have to be my queen. To be a slave, you'll have to be my queen. Lift my faith, my faith in you. So every sin I can take, hide the shame. I will take every cut if you're addicted to pain.
your Go, Go, Go girl hails from Sacramento, California. Yes, the Valley. This little punk rock girl is a Valley girl at heart. And this next band that we have is called The Moans. It's a hometown band for me. They have a great sound. On their Facebook, which I highly recommend that you go follow and like their page, The Moans, they say they're not exactly power pop, they're not exactly oldies, and they're not exactly punk rock. But they do blend an original sound that I think that you'll like. And this is a song I've heard them perform live many times. It's one of my favorites. Rob, can you play My Maker's Mark by The Moans?
This shout goes out for Nigel Bennett's song On the Road Again from his album Another Bump in the Road, an album of 9 tracks available on Zip Records. Came out in 2018, it's well worth a listen. So give it up for Nigel Bennett.
Just got time to grab a quick coffee. See you downstairs in the hotel lobby. Come on, guys, quick as you can. No time to lose, get in the van. In a chain store diner to grab a bite. What city are we in tonight? The lights are hot and I'm sweating the river. Every gig we must deliver.
check out The Nerve, Alternative Facts, lyrics video on YouTube. The Nerve are a Die Laughing Records artist.
This segment, What is PR?, is myself and Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR having a conversation, jumping into it, and having quick tips for bands on things they can do to better themselves. So please share this with your friends.
How do you deal with lead time for a band that's signed to your label?
Okay, so if you're doing a single, if you're just focusing on a single to get through till the next EP or full-length record, you know, you can kind of get away with doing digital and maybe handful of professional ones, whether you burn them yourself and put some art, but it's got to be quality. It can't be just, you know, here's a runoff that I did on my computer. It's got to at least have some effort put into it. But if you're doing a full length or an EP, you know, it's good to have a small run, at least, you know, I know we've talked about it before, at least 100 copies or more. The more you can afford, the better, but spend it on your merchandise. You're going to need it for the road.
Right.
But as far as the distro end of things, you know, for at least what we have to deal with is digital, minimum of 2 months. And the reason why is because the more time you have, or the less time you have, the more chance they're not going to get it out on time. Some of the stores that they distribute the digital copy to might not have it sent through all their processing that they got to do, because they have all their own systems. Nobody does it exactly the same. So they've got different time frames it takes for them depending on the size of their company and so forth. So 2 months is the standard minimum for digital. Physical, you need 4 months with finished product in hand. We have a record coming out in a month or 2 months from now. We're going to be like, okay, good. So in about 2 months after the release date you're trying to get, you might have some of it in stores, because they need that time for a handful of things to happen. One, they're going to need marketing time as a distributor, because they are now acting as a salesperson to stores, online stores, et cetera, et cetera. They market them, then they take orders. Once they take orders, then they have to pull them out of their storage and ship them with other products to those same stores that have ordered other products. Those stores then take those out, they price them, they put them in their system if they haven't already done it from the one sheet, and then with that, and then they put them on the shelves. So their time frame is, for example, if you're in a band, and you go to this post office right now, try to mail 40 CDs and tell me how much it costs. Tell me how much it's going to cost to get it there in 2 days, or the difference of sending it slow boat and get it in there in a week. You're going to send it slow boat every time. And the reason being is because of cost. And that's the same thing for distributors. It's the same thing for physical. And with digital, you still have the time that it takes to get it through the system. So basically 2 months for digital, 4 months for physical. And if you do digital only, make sure you have a handful of physical copy. And that's kind of how we look at it.
So basically then, let's say I'm a band and I have a record and I want to get it to Die Laughing Records.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm signed to we got a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have my artwork, my barcodes, my credits, my album, and everything deliverable to the label. And at that point, if the label accepts it, 4 months from the date that it gets registered with the distributor.
Yeah.
For physical copy.
It has to be completely in my hand. If I'm the one manufacturing it, it needs to be in my hand at least 2 to 3 weeks if it's a CD.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the show. Thank you so much for listening. It was jam-packed, we know, but we thank you for being here with us. We'll see you next week for episode number 25. If you got any feedback for us, go to any of our places online, dielaughingrecords.com, our Die Laughing Records Facebook page, or Die Laughing Records Radio Podcast Facebook page. Go to our Instagram, go to radiovegas.rocks, however you want to reach us, reach out, say hello. Send us some pictures of you listening to the podcast or radio show. Also, go ahead and if you want to reach out and get some music on the show, please do so. We'd love to check out your music. And overall, Thank you for listening. I want to thank the whole crew over at Die Laughing Records. I want to thank RadioVegas.rocks, Cobraside Distribution, The Orchard, and Sony Red, and basically everyone else that participates in the show, and of course, Born Sick for the theme music. Talk to you next week.
All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
You're listening to the Die Laughing Records podcast with Rob Trisler. West Coast punk rock.
RadioVegas.rocks.
Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 12, Vegas time.